We all have really big goals that we're going after. And if you have a goal that means a lot to you, we're going to share with you how you can dream big, fully pursue that goal, and make it happen. We are joined by a former NFL player who went from being an overweight, lazy kid to achieving sports stardom in the NFL. But not only was he good in the NFL, but he was also able to take his NFL experience and turn it into a business after his retirement. So our guest, in addition to his NFL days, he is the co-owner of Anatomy Fitness Gym and a top strength and conditioning coach in Miami who helps hundreds of clients from celebrities and professional athletes to motivated beginners achieve their fitness goals. So if you've got a goal, whether it's fitness, business, or anything else in your life, this Breakthrough Success episode is for you, because our guest who joins us is none other than Mark Megna. Mark, welcome to the show.
Man, what an intro. That was unbelievable. You should have a job doing ringside, my brother. Thank you for the intro, Mark. That was incredible. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited, man. Let's get after it.
I love to hear that, Mark, and I love your enthusiasm, and that's what you really need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about that whole dream big, that because it's one thing to go after a goal, but if you're going to put in all this work, just having that bigger focus. And I'm wondering, Mark, if we could start off with your journey to the NFL, because so many people, they just see now playing for the NFL, Mark Megna, but they never hear that backstory. So I did hint at, you know, a little bit of it, but can you give us that full picture?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to go back a little ways. As you mentioned, I was an overweight kid. I wasn't like a morbidly obese overweight kid, but I was overweight. That caused me to be shy. I was picked on, and I was a sensitive kid. So I took that really hard. And for part of my childhood, I actually became very, very insecure and shy. I didn't want to hang out with the other kids, but I had a grandfather, and my grandfather took me to the gym, showed me how to train, and something happened inside me where it was so hard, but I liked the challenge. And I liked, like, I walked out of there feeling like I had accomplished something. Any kid in this world, if he's feeling low, down, depressed, not good, low self-esteem, insecure, when they do something where you can feel like you've done something positive and taken a step in the right direction, that feels good. And once I tasted that, I wanted more of it. So I kept going back to the gym, and I developed this routine where I would wake up in the morning, I would put on my sweatpants and 3 sweatshirts and a winter hat and gloves, and it's 10, 20 degrees out, it's freezing, and I would run through the streets of Fall River, and I'd run to the track at the high school, and I would do sprints around the track, and it's before 5 a.m., and I'm doing my running. And this is at a very young age. I'm 14, 15 years old, and it just grew inside me, and it helped me grow my confidence. And I started feeling like I'm doing something positive. And look, Mark, when I was born, it's in the book, Dream Big, Never Quit. But the doctor looked at me, and then he looked at my mom, and he said, your son is a big bone child, and he's going to play in the NFL. And my mother said, what's that? And she said, he said he's going to play for the New England Patriots. And it sounds so ridiculous, but the fact that he told her that, that's all she needed to hear, because every day for the rest of my life, she told me I was going to play for the New England Patriots. And because she was so emphatic about it, I started to believe it. And I didn't want to let her down. So I put in a lot of work in the weight room, at the track, and I started to build this alter ego of this huge growth of confidence, at least on the field, not in social settings, but on the field. And it was like my home. I felt so comfortable on the football field, from being combative with the offensive players, tackling. When I would make a big play, I would stand up and shout and scream. And that was okay. That was acceptable on the field. I could go crazy and it was normal. And I love that.
And it's very, you know, like Mark had his mom as that role model. I could definitely say the same thing about my mom, my dad, and my entire family. I mean, just having the role models around you. I mean, it's not like, you know, you have the role models around you and that's it. I mean, like Mark's waking up before 5 a.m. on the track and, you know, he's doing what he has to do to make that happen. With this NFL goal, did you like, because you hear about some athletes who they literally say like, you know, from the moment I was five or something, I want to be in this position. Did you have that or was it later?
No, the only reason, look, when you grow up, listen, if you're in New York, you're obsessed with the Yankees, right? Maybe the Giants or the Jets. I'm growing up in southeastern Massachusetts. There was the Celtics, the Red Sox, and the Patriots. And my uncles would gather around this small television for family gatherings, and they were obsessed with the New England Patriots. And I quickly figured out that to get respect from other people, you had to have like a commanding presence and be an athlete. And I said, to get the respect of my family, I have to excel in sports. So I begged my mother to play Pop Warner football. Do you know what that is, Pop Warner?
I do not.
Pop Warner is a youth system, but it's a very tricky youth system because you can play up until you're 149 pounds. But if your body weight exceeds 149, you can't play. And when I was 11 years old, I weighed 189 pounds. I was huge. I was a big kid. I mean, my family's Italian. We ate pasta all day, and I did not have one serving, Mark. I would have two, three, four servings, bread, cheese, and I just loved to eat. And they loved feeding me, so I just kept getting bigger and bigger. So I couldn't play in that league. So my mom had to load the car up, and she took me to two towns over, and she helped me play in a league called Swansea Youth Football. And now – because I was so big, I had to play against the older kids, which was like getting a beating every day, but I started to improve. So when I was dumb back in my age group, I started to excel a little bit. And there's a lot of things that come together in this story. My mother worked several jobs, and she figured that if she could figure out a way to occupy my time, I would... you know, I wouldn't get in any trouble. So she got me all these videotapes. And those videotapes were all sports and all sports highlights. And I watched the same video highlights thousands of times where I could memorize everything. I saw Andre Tippett, Lawrence Taylor, everyone, Dick Butkus, legends of football, Howie Long, Derek Thomas. And man, I was like, you know, I want to be like those guys. And I would be on the football field all day, right, by myself. And then I would go back at night. So it's just like I was saying before, you have a podcast. And if you do 10,000 episodes, you are going to be a better podcast host than Joe Rogan. You're going to be better than everyone just because you have more reps. And between the running, the lifting in the gym, going back twice a day, conditioning when no one wanted to condition, walking through steps, watching these videos over and over and over again. Every year it was like, wow, Mark's he's better. And then next year he's not bad. He's pretty good. The next year is like, he's really good. Then next year it was, he's kind of dominating out there. And I wasn't a superstar athlete, but I was a very focused and determined athlete. And I knew that there were a lot of guys faster than me. There were a lot of guys stronger than me, but I knew that I had to outwork them just for an opportunity. So that's all I did, man. I just kept showing up, and things worked out.
And, you know, we're talking reps here. We're talking about keep on doing the work. And I feel like there's so many people just looking for a quick fix. There's so many people looking for it. Let me just do this once and I instantly become a successful podcaster, right? Instantly get into the NFL. And I mean, was there ever any doubt throughout the journey and like moments like that? Like how did you cope with that if you had any?
Oh, there's tons of doubt. I mean, You don't forget, you could buy all the podcast equipment in the world, but if you do one, right, it doesn't matter. It's like going to the gym, Mark. You go to the gym, you train one time, what's going to happen? Nothing, right? And when you think about it, you play youth football, high school football, college football, just on the possibility that you might get a chance. Like, I played 1AA football. At the time, there were 113 1AA football teams. That's just one division. I didn't even count the 150 teams in 1A or the Division II teams that have 100 teams, Division III that has 100. I mean, there's over 100,000 kids that are seniors playing college football. They draft, I don't know, I think it's 32, 7. I mean, they only draft like 300 kids or something, right? It's so short. And then they have free agency. The amount of kids that make it, it's less than 1% of 1%. So you have to do something special. And Mark, everyone's fast. Everyone's strong. Everyone that's being considered is a standout. The only way to rise to the top is do a little bit more. That's it. Wow. It sounds, and everyone wants a shortcut, but the truth is as cliche and corny as it may sound, my friend, doing the work is the shortcut. Everyone wants a quick fix, but if you actually do the work, it's you're more likely to have success than the next person who's going to spend 5 to 10 years trying to figure out a hack, and that doesn't work. There's only one Bill Gates. There's only one Mark Zuckerberg. There's only one Steve Jobs. And the chances of you being one of them, think about it.
We've got more great content coming up, so definitely make sure you stick around. But first, we have a message from our sponsor for this episode. Do you want to make thousands of dollars online each month? If so, my friend Alex Simpson has you covered with his latest book, Secrets Revealed, How to Make Thousands of Dollars Online. The book contains strategies you can use to boost your online income in 2020 and beyond. You can pick up your copy over on Amazon or through playhip.com/work. That book contains a whole bunch of strategies you can use to take your online income to the next level. Anyways, let's get right back into the episode. I mean, there are numbers to this type of stuff. Like, as Mark was sharing, like, you know, a small number of people get into that NFL spot. And, you know, numbers can look different depending on what you want to do. Like, if you want to be successful at books or podcasting or YouTube, that, you know, numbers could look different. But the idea is that when you do reach the higher and higher levels, like, everyone's a standout. Everyone's, like, strong, fast, and all these different things. And Mark was able to make it. He was able to play for a whole bunch of different teams, the Patriots being one of them. And, I mean, it's just, you know, like, to achieve that feat. But what's interesting is Mark was able to – it's not like he retired from the NFL and then had, like, a not being able to do anything else. Like, he now has his own business. So I'm wondering, what were some of the lessons and mindset stuff you got during your NFL years that were really critical for your business venture?
I mean, there were so many. I'll stick to the pillars, but right off the bat, I can tell you, show up, keep showing up, make sure that people can depend on you, do the work, be on time. If you can, be early and have no excuses. I mean, that's really it. I mean, there are people in the fitness industry now. If you want to be busy, you'll be busy. If you're not busy, you're the reason you're not busy. If you don't have clients, it's because of you. You are who you are because that's who you want to be. If you wanted to be productive, you would move with a sense of urgency and you would do every single thing in your power to be productive. I think that people, when I finished playing in the NFL, I went from playing in front of thousands of people to I was working at a corporate gym, and I had to be a starting trainer. We call it a ramping trainer. I had zero clients. I wasn't known. People didn't know who I was. I played football for the Patriots, the Jets, the Bengals. I played in Montreal, Canada, and I was in Miami. Now, in Miami, when I started, I was a nobody. But I didn't care about that. I just wanted to do a good job with the people that I was working with. I was completely focused on them. And when I was with them, that's all that mattered. And I just bet on the fact that if I do great work, good quality work, I'll build a positive reputation and there will be a positive referral system back to Mark. And I just went to work, really. My wife makes fun of me now. When I met her, I had a mattress on the floor in a 3-bedroom house that I roomed with people. I was a former NFL player, and I was on Craigslist finding a room to room with two other guys. Not because I was broke, but because I had to start all over. I spent very little time at home. The only time I was home, I was at 10 o'clock at night till 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I went to work. And I did that for like 9 years. Uh-huh. And it was so hard. I would come home, I would lie down on the floor with my face down on the carpet. But I knew that I had to go through that to earn my way. But not only to earn my way, Mark, I tell our team this all the time. If there was a way to expedite you from beginner to success, or very busy or very productive, and I showed you a cheat system, I would actually be doing you a disservice, because the things that you learn along the way are the most powerful and important tools. If I just took you from a starter, a beginner, to put you in a position of success, and you didn't have any of those tools, any of those life lessons, any of the things necessary to sustain that business, you'd fail. But no one wants to go through those things, and they don't understand the beauty is going through those things. When you go through those things, it's like anything. It's like family. It's like a relationship. It's like building a car, building a house. You have to go through all those things. So every time you go to that car, you built the car, you open the door, you smile, you built it. But if someone just handed it to you, when you open that door, it's your car. You might like the car, but you had nothing to do with it, right? It was given to you. You appreciate things so much more when you have to work hard and go through things to get that achievement.
Yeah, I really love that perspective. I mean, there is, you know, this true nature also. I mean, with a caterpillar, cocoon, butterfly, the butterfly goes through a lot to get out of the cocoon. But if you actually cut the cocoon to let the butterfly out earlier, it will not be able to fly and it will soon die, because in that process of getting out of the cocoon, the butterfly like changes in a way that's allowed to fly. So being like looking for that shortcut and someone just giving you stuff, like you're not able to fly. You're not able to propel forward or appreciate what you have and the work that goes into it.
Right. I mean, there can certainly be people there guiding you, right? Keeping you in your lane.
Yeah.
Lord knows I had a ton of help and I still have a ton of help. I have tremendous. My wife is incredible. She helps me tremendously. I mean, she's patient. I work a lot of hours and I'm doing everything I can to build something special. And I know that she knows that and appreciates that. My business partners are very smart. They're very understanding. And like the reason that we do well is because they're so experienced and we trust each other to do what each one is. Every person has a role. I have a role. There's a lot of things that I can't do. And if I can't do it, they do it because they're very seasoned at certain things and vice versa. But I think that's why things work so well, is because we all have been through so much together. We check our egos at the door, and what we want is the same thing: success for our business and success for anatomy.
Yeah, and when you do have those common goals with the people in your life, I mean, that's why it's so important to have the right people in your life. And Again, one of the things Mark said earlier was no excuses. If you don't feel like you have that community of people in your life, you can find Facebook groups. You can listen to podcasts and YouTube channels and stuff like that to surround yourself with those right people and see what's possible. And one of the things that I do want to explore also is, I mean, some people, like, you know, the NFL, like, that's it. Like, that's their big goal, and then they're there. And then similarly to a business, like, you have your clients, you're there. How do you continue to go for more without getting, like, overconfident and just, like, coasting? Like, how do you, in a healthy way, go after more?
Define more.
Like, in the NFL, like, if you are, you know, like, you want to, instead of like, oh, look at me, I'm in the NFL, like, I want to be one of those, like, top tier players, or in business, if I finally hit my income goal, I want to get to like 10% higher, 20% higher, 10x, like, just like setting, going after like that type of stuff.
Well, I've learned that there are very few people that can get a lot of things. Like, if you had $1 million house, your dream house, if you had all the cars in the world, if you had boats, whatever it is that's important to you, all the watches you could buy, the most expensive goodies of life, it'd be very hard for you to get up and keep getting after it, right? It'd be very hard for you to want to acquire more things. Of course, it's possible. I think certain people can do that. I don't really function like that. I need to keep working to acquire. I'm not looking for cars or homes. I'm looking to build something significant that I can hand down to my family, my future children, where they will be proud of everything I've done. That's the most important thing to me. And how do you go for more? You remember why you started. You remember what's important to you, and you think about, hey, why am I doing this? Because things are going to get really hard. And when things get hard, you remember, what am I trying to do? What's the main goal? And what's important right now? Because when you get up in the morning, you roll over, and it's 3:30 in the morning, and that alarm clock goes off, most people hit the snooze and roll back over. There's very few people in this world that can get out of bed every day, wake up, put a smile on their face, do their work, and be happy doing it. That is not common. But the people that are able to do that are the ones that understand that the big picture goes well beyond money. It's all about their type of fulfillment. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't want to make money. That's amazing. I want to make money too. My goal is to make as much money as possible so I could do certain things later on in life and for my family. But the way I'm going to do it is to build something special with amazing people, so we can say we left a positive dent on this world.
That's awesome. Having that meaningful why is going to allow you to, you know, just have that greater sense of focus and love for your work and fulfillment, and all that stuff is just going to lead to a better life. And I mean, I do love Mark's idea, Dream Big, Never Quit, his book, which will be in the show notes. But Mark is someone who, you know, he's done it. He's dreamt very big. He's accomplished those dreams. I mean, to have that NFL status, to go on to be a co-owner of Anatomy Fitness Gym, there's just so many things Mark has done. So for people who do want to follow you and check out your work and see what you're all about on your journey, where do we go?
You can go to Anatomy Fitness, follow Anatomy. It's the best gym in America. I'm so proud of, you know, everyone. I'm honestly honored to represent the brand with the other owners, with Randy and Chris and David. And then we have an incredible team. You could follow every single one of our body architects and instructors at Anatomy. They're incredible people. Our front office, it's just a great model of, I think, fitness, wellness, a special, special organization. But I also think you should check out the Dream Big, Never Quit book. You can order it now on Amazon. You can also listen to my podcast on iTunes. And most importantly, the documentary, Just a Kid from Fall River, just came out on iTunes and it came out on Amazon. So please go see the documentary. If you've been bullied, it's for you. If you were raised by a single parent, If you are a parent, if you're an athlete, if you're a struggling student, if you have big dreams, anyone should watch this movie. If you want to be motivated, inspired, watch this movie. You'll really appreciate it. My friend Randy West did the film. It took him 5 years, and he drove to over 60 interviews all over the country in Canada to acquire this footage. And it's interviews with NFL coaches, college coaches, professors from college, teachers, family, friends, my wife. Everyone's in this film. It's a special film. So if you're in fitness, you like sports, you're struggling, you are trying to go after something huge in your life, watch the film, Just a Kid from Fall River. It's on Amazon and iTunes. Go check it out.
All those links will be in the show notes. Definitely a lot of material for you guys to jump into. I'll also include a link for scheduling for your strategy call with me if you're interested in using podcasting, YouTube, or self-publishing to grow your brand. But Mark, I mean, this was such a great interview. Thank you so much for being on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor, man. Continue to do big things.